Here with the voice of the Wildcats, the Wyatt Thompson. Of course, you hear him on Mix 94 for Kansas State. Here, was this 17th year coming up?
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Goes fast, but you've kind of had an interesting year. You saw the last year of Coach Bill Snyder on the gridiron there, and kind of a tough way to end the season up at Ames, and then watch the basketball team have a pretty phenomenal run there and win a Big 12 championship, and without the University of Kansas, which was kind of nice to see for the first time in 14 years and help the parity out. How would you summarize this last year since probably the last time you've been here?
It's really hard to put it into a proper perspective because you covered so much there. First, you have the obvious retirement of a Hall of Fame coach and trying to put his accomplishments together and wrap your head around it sometimes can be somewhat challenging. But I think Coach is doing well, and we knew it was going to come at some point. And I think we've hired a really, really good guy in Chris Kleiman. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, more in a moment. But that thing was the lead dog, if you will, on all of the stories. But I was so impressed with K-State in basketball, and here's why. After going to the Elite Eight and having everybody back, the pressure to duplicate that or maybe even exceed it was pretty heavy duty. And I think the kids really handled it well, Adam, to be honest with you. Now, the tournament, the NCAA tournament, obviously wasn't what we wanted, but I think the regular season was pretty good. And to end it with a co-championship with Tech, who went to the national championship game and had a chance to win it late, is an extraordinary thing. We'll miss those three seniors. They were good for a long, long time. So you have the change there, but, a lot of things are going on. We'll announce in the fall probably our next facilities project. So you have that. Our baseball coach, Pete Hughes, has done a nice job getting K-State to the tournament this spring. So as per usual, a lot of things going on, and it's been interesting for sure, especially with the thing with Snyder.
Of course, you see the coaching change with Coach Snyder and dealing with him. This is your third coach you've dealt with football. It's kind of different. It's out of the tree, I guess, the coaching tree of Kansas State. So familiar yet unfamiliar with Kansas State, Coach Kleiman, but what's it been like working with him? What have you seen maybe different than with working with Coach Snyder?
What's really interesting when you talk about Chris Kleiman, because I think what you have to look at first and foremost, regardless of the level he was at, was the success rate. I mean, to win four national championships is insane no matter where you're at. So whatever that formula was to win it all, he had it figured out. And I think part of that formula is recruiting, really, really good players in a lot of areas where we recruit. So I'm kind of excited about that. If you think about it, his quarterback for this last title team was Easton Stick, who went in the fifth round of the Chargers, and he's a Kansas City area guy. So that's a big deal. Anyway, I think Chris knows a lot of football. I think he is coming in, understanding what this is. They played here a few years ago, so he has at least minimal familiarity with K-State. And now being here some 150 or 60 days, I think he has a lot better feel for the fan base and what they think and what they want and what K-State football is going to look like. And we're going to look different in terms of stylistically, but I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just going to be different. We'll play really hard, and I think offensively they're going to do a lot of things and be a power football team and yet throw it with a lot of play action, and defensively they're going to be very aggressive. So I'm anxious for it, and we've got a lot of good football players. We just need more of them.
It was a little different for you this spring. You were usually in the booth for the spring game. No spring game. It's more of a spring showcase with some skills, some drills, and you name it, and scrimmage at the end there. What was it like being down there on the field and interviewing coaches and players? You and Stan had the old mic for a couple hours there.
It was really a lot of fun. It was different, and I'll be honest, I missed the game format kind of thing, even though it is just a scrimmage, and yet I appreciated this for what it was, because I think it was a culmination of the end of spring with a lot of teaching, a lot of install, a lot of learning from the players. Through those 15 practices, you could sense their excitement about what's going on, their excitement for Coach Kleiman and the new coaches. So there was all of that. It was a different thing for the fans to come in. I think there was some intrigue there, not knowing what they were going to see. Can we do it next year again and be better? Of course. And I think we will. But it was a starting point, I guess I'll call it, and it worked out really well.
Well, even really a question for football and basketball, of course, the new season coming coming up here in the fall. We're 100 days away from the first football game. Can't believe that. You take a look at the season upcoming here. Do you see maybe Kansas State, both in football and men's basketball, really the primary sports you do there? You see them surprising some teams, maybe a little better than maybe predictions you think coming in?
It's a great question, and I think the question, really, because let's be honest about it. I really think, in all honesty, K-State football, when the polls come out this summer, will probably be, what, 7th, 8th, 9th, something like that. Maybe, I don't know if they'll be 10th, but they're going to be towards the bottom. And that's okay. Bill Snyder made a nice living doing it that way, playing the underdog role. We'll see how Coach Klieman does it. And the truth is, when you lose the three seniors in basketball like we did, a lot of people don't see what we have backed. All they see is what we lost and the incoming players, and they forget about guys like Cartier Jada and Xavier Sneed and McCall Maywean and Mike McGurl. Those guys have some experience. I think what's going to be key is putting those new kids with that group of veteran guys. So new, old mixture. Can they exceed expectations? Well, it is the Big 12, and it's hard. But yes, I think they could, because just the perception is going to be that they're not going to be very good.
Well, it should be a fun ride here. It'll be here before you know it. But enjoy your summer. What's the biggest things that you've seen on the Catbacker Tour here in its infancy?
You know, it's interesting you ask, because I think for me, people are intrigued and still learning Coach Klieman. You know, he was with us last night in Garden and did a really, really good job. I think there is intrigue of just kind of what's going on at K-State now. And like we talked about with the change, they're interested to hear what Bruce Weber is saying about young guys that they don't know anything about yet, like Deshaun Gordon or Antonio Gordon or Montavious Murphy or Sloan or whoever. And so that's what makes it fun, though. I mean, K-Staters love this and they get into it. So I think everybody, by the time we get to the 1st of August and those kids come back after an enjoyable summer, be ready to roll.
Thanks, as always, Wyatt, here, and enjoy your time here in Scott City and the rest of this Catbacker Tour this week.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it, Adam. Thanks for all you do, bud.